So the commonality is that the more vertical you blow, you hit the bottom note, and the more you go, you hit high frequencies and high notes. Okay. Now it's the same. There's a lot of nuance. Now you can play a soft low note, and some people will play very tense all the time. This is Jan's case, very tense. But if you play very tense all the time, it in a way still reduces your chances of getting the high octave, because you are in a different logic of getting a ready tone on the bottom note. And it sometimes it makes it harder to get the high octave. For the high octave, the way you blow and the shape of your lips is not necessary. It's not because you blow higher on the embouchure that you are necessarily more tense. You can reduce, you can relax the embouchure and still blow this way. Relaxing the embouchure is not necessarily linked to the direction of your stream of air. Your stream of air can be independent how tense is your embouchure. See what I mean? The stream of air can go from there to there. It's here. It's here. Okay? And it's always the same tension. But then, it's around here. It goes down. See? So it's not because you play very tense that your stream of air will hit always the same place. No. But it can be a problem for high octave. It can be a problem if it's too tense. So...
that I know, because I have the habit of playing quite tense and to get a good solid octave, a first octave, but the second octave suffers because of that. And the B especially.
Yeah.
So today, I'm relaxing and it's easier. And actually turning the flute in.
Well, some people move the flute. I do it sometimes, yeah. So that's about moving the flute. Playing out or in.
Subtly moving.
Yeah, yeah. about the... And also, I do sometimes... It's just sliding, so the vibrato comes from a totally different place. My brain is straight. From there, cheeks and throat. From there. Piping, vibrato, and inflecting on. Balkan, vibrato. In fact, it's like. So good.
And that one, can you play this one? Give me a test of this.
Oh, that's about the harmonics.
Yes.
Yeah, you can do the last one if you like. I remind you that this is a principle of several types of flute, mostly around Mediterranean, south of France, Spain, Arab countries. All the Arabic world, Persian, Iran, Ottoman, Turks, wherever they went, harmonics. It's a principle of their flutes. But now you have flutes that work only with harmonics. Fujara in Czechoslovakia, and in Amazonia. Amazonia being the biggest, presenting the biggest density of flutes on this planet. Amazonia, the Indians. Indians, South America, North America, flutes everywhere.
Scandinavia
too, harmonic flute, how do they call it?
Flute.
Flutes is everywhere, but Africa, black people also using harmonics. Amazonia, especially. North American Indians don't use it on their flutes.
One octave, isn't it? Less than one octave.
Yeah, it's very short. In the Balkans, Caval uses a lot of the harmonics because they got it, because they had so many centuries with the Turks. You know, so side blown flute, harmonics. Around Mediterranean, Arabs, Persian, Turks. In India, not. China, as far as I know, no. Japan, I don't know. I am very much into. I've met a lot of Japanese recently and flute players. I don't think they use harmonics. And on these flutes, no, nobody really did it in Ireland. Nobody does it. But I started to do it just because I thought it was more evocative, especially to play Breton tunes. Some tunes I thought were giving a richer, like evocating Bignou Bombard, you know, like a tune like. I could have worked it that way, with B flat and G sharp key. But then I found out that it was easier. It was not easier, maybe, because it's easier to work it more like it is in sort of a more oriental way of thinking, which fits with the Breton music very much. Because as I explained last night, Breton music is not only Celtic music. It's maybe in majority not Celtic much at all. In fact, so I would. So this is all harmonics. B flat with this key. The fourth. Octave. Harmonic. Octave. Harmonic. Low octave. Harmonic. Harmonic, octave, harmonic. Octave. Okay, so this is G minor key, G minor scale, but playing almost everything on the right hand on this finger. So this is you can use this type of thing, but normally it's not very orthodox. So.
Good effect, because it's then it goes down, like when it just drops back down, you get the bass coming through and then comes back up again. Good effect.
And I composed a tune like that, and several Irish flute players were asking me, you know, I told you the story last time, I think. What flute do you use on that Camos jig you composed? And I said, D flute. And I said, no, it's not a D flute. I said, yes. Said, but you start with a roll on the C sharp. Yeah, but it's not a C sharp. It's an F sharp.
How do you do it?
So, of course, if you think in terms of.
Yeah.
You can look for hours and you'll never find it, but if you.
Thank you.
with certain flutes, it's flat, so you have to play.
Just
roll on the C sharp.